Test 68, Section 2, Question 6. Now, with this one, we're trying to resolve the discrepancy or explain the difference between the goals of executives and those of movies and those between and those of television executives. So basically explain the difference between the two goals. So it says, a film makes a profit if the number of people who see it is sufficient to generate revenue from ticket sales greater than the amount spent to make it. So film is successful if the number of people who buy tickets generates enough revenue to offset the cost. Hence, the primary goal of movie executives is to maximize the number of people who see a film, so maximize viewers. However, it is not the primary goal of television executives to maximize the number of viewers for their shows. So with television viewers, it's not to maximize the number of viewers. Now, you may have some ideas as far as why this is. You could say, well, maybe television is based more on ad revenue, and that isn't always linked to sheer volume of viewers. So we just need to have anything that's going to explain why do television executives not necessarily focus primarily on number of viewers. So answer choice A, more people are willing to see a film more than once than are willing to watch a television show more than once. I don't think that really explains why television executives don't care about maximizing viewers. B, there is no analog in television to the large profits that owners of movie theaters make by selling refreshments to their customers. I don't think that that really is going to explain why they don't care about the number of viewers. C, the average cost of producing a film is much greater than the average cost of producing an hour of television. Well, that is a difference, but I'm not sure that that really explains why they don't. Their primary goal is not to maximize the number of viewers. Again, it's a low maybe. Television shows make their profits from sponsors who are chiefly concerned with the purchasing power of the people who watch a television show. That could explain it, because then it's not the number of viewers, it's the purchasing power of the viewers you do get. So it's which viewers, not whether or not you have a massive number. And then over half of the most popular television shows are shows that viewers do not have to pay to watch. Well, that doesn't really matter either. And so D is our best answer. It explains that it's not the volume of viewers, but it is the quality of the viewers in terms of their ability to purchase things that matters the most. And so they don't necessarily care about maximizing the number of viewers, just about attracting certain types. And therefore, answer choice D is our best one.